Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Eddingham, and today we are being joined by the Perry School Superintendent, Clark Wicks. And Clark, as always, really appreciate you taking the time to join me.
Well, I appreciate you asking. It's great to be here to talk about the Blue Jays.
Absolutely. And yeah, let's start as Perry School Board just held their meeting this past Monday, October 13th. And with that, Clark, obviously, your superintendent report, you have several things that you highlighted. Let's start here with the financial challenge. Why don't you kind of give us an update with where we're at?
You bet. We've been talking about the financial challenge for the last couple of years. We had a debt of close to $2.5 million, and with the loss of 109 students, we had dipped in there just a little bit more. So we had to make some changes, and thankfully, with the teamwork of all staff, everybody had to change. Everybody had to make an adaptation. Everybody had to get their team attitude on and hats. So with that, instead of being $2 million in the hole, when you look at expenditures and revenue at the end of the year, there's always a figure out there. You always hope it's in the black, but the last 2 years it's been in the red. This past year, fiscal year 25, ended in June, we were plus $91,000. So we've made a huge turn. The ship has turned. Now we need to stay steadfast. We need to keep things going and stay the course. We're not out of the woods yet, but we're going in the right direction, which is huge for any school to make sure that you are financially solvent and the ship is sailing in the right direction.
Absolutely. Yeah. So thank you for detailing that. And then, you know, with that, you talked about the loss of 109 students. Talk about where the student enrollment is at.
Yep. The student enrollment is due October 15th. So this is a preliminary count that I give you, but we're looking at minus 20 students. But then on the positive side, as we have different businesses coming in, for example, JBS, I think we'll start to turn that ship around so that the enrollment will start to pick up again in the next coming years. So that's a positive, as well as a couple other businesses that are going there. So I think we've gone through the most difficult time and looking for the future to get our enrollment back up to where it was when Tyson was here. We had the businesses thriving. So it's time to look to the future, and we are looking for that enrollment to go up in the coming years.
Absolutely. But like you said, with the new companies coming in, I have no doubt that that is going to happen. So thank you for detailing that. Yeah. Again, we're speaking here with the Perry School Superintendent Clark Wicks for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Clark, as we continue here, something else that you've highlighted is the Perry Elementary School Early Construction Package. And so give us an update with where we're at.
You bet. So the Perry Elementary Early Construction Package will work around getting our preschool ready. We're going to be adding 3 rooms to the west attached to Perry Elementary School. So that's going to be exciting. So we'll have room for that. And the fencing's going to start this Thursday. And then construction of that project will start at the end of October. Some of you may wonder, how do you talk about a financial challenge in your building? Well, 2 different funds. When I talked earlier about the financial challenge, that was the general budget. These dollars come from our PEPL and SAVE, which are 2 accounts that we use for either construction or maintenance, repairs, that kind of thing. So 2 separate funds that cannot be used interchangeably, or we can't use SAVE and PEPL for, let's say, salaries, just as an example. So just to be clear on that, financial challenge, general, the Perry Elementary School construction comes out of a whole different account.
And Clark, for people who are not familiar, what does PEPL stand for?
PEPL stands for the physical plant and levy. So that is something that all schools have. Boards pass it each year. So then the SAVE is for the 1 cent sales tax that comes our way. So those are critical funds for the likes of buildings, repairs, maintenance. That is all that it can be used for.
Awesome. Well, thank you for talking about that. And now as we move on, I know at the school board meeting, you got 2 good presentations about educational excellence. So why don't you dive into that?
You bet. One of the things that we want to do at each board meeting is highlight educational excellence. That's why we're here. That's what we're built for. And Dr. Mandy Ross is our director of teaching and learning. She's here now half-time. And then our instructional coaches, we have 3 instructional coaches, 1 in each of the buildings. They gave a great report on what instructional coaches do, how they help all teachers, but specifically our year 1 and year 2 teachers to make sure that they have success, students have success. They did a great job of outlining all their different roles, responsibilities, the number of people that they help. They had some great data points, 139 teachers that they go into each year. They've done a lot with the coaching cycles over, I think, around 43 coaching cycles where they work with a staff member for a number of weeks. So it just goes to show you, though, the complexity of teaching and differentiating your instruction just doesn't happen. But it is an art and it's a skill that takes time, takes practice, and yet we want to have student success. In order to have student success, staff members need to have those skills, have that confidence to go in, gain those relationships, which creates just a huge, huge positive atmosphere for learning.
Absolutely. Yeah. So thank you for talking about that. And then as we finish up here, I know you got a good update and something you would like to kind of push out to our audiences about radon.
You bet. Radon is obviously in the state of Iowa. It's a gas that is odorless, clear. You don't even know that it's around, but all schools need to have radon testing done. So starting November 10th, we will start the project where every room that is occupied will be tested, and then we'll be given the results as they come in. But start that November 10th, and it's very important. And then if something comes up where it's over the amount, the criteria that they talk about, then we have to mitigate things. Want to make sure everybody's safe. Want to make sure that Perry Schools is, we talk about a great learning atmosphere, but we also want it safe too. So radon testing will start November 10th. Matt Hicks, the director of our maintenance, also talked about the Perry High School chiller. It's been there since the building, the Perry High School building, was started, and that was in about 2002, 2003. It needs to get replaced. Okay. It got tired. It's getting tired, and it's on its last leg. So he talked a little bit about that. So we'll be in the mix of taking a look at just different options, different bids, and getting that chiller, because there's nothing worse than hot days. And some of the schools, the way they're built, different than what it used to be when I was in school, but the windows are a little different and the airflow different. So we want to have it comfortable for folks too.
Absolutely. Yeah. So thank you for that important update. Again, we've been speaking here with the Perry School Superintendent Clark Wicks for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. Well, Clark, as always, really appreciate the time. And yeah, I mean, we're already here in October. Halloween will be coming up. And
you bet.
Here we go.
October, end of the first quarter, parent-teacher conferences will be coming up. So October is a busy, busy time, like every month. But this is a key one for parents, community members, staff, to talk about the progress of kids and see where they're heading. And hopefully, just like our financial challenge, the ship is heading in the right direction. And we want every kid to be able to have success. And it takes work, takes effort, takes a team to make things go.
Absolutely does. I couldn't have said it better myself. Again, that's the Perry School Superintendent, Clark Wicks. And Clark, as always, really appreciate you taking the time to always stop in.
Thank you, Shaquan. And always thank you for listening. And let's make it a great day.
Well, there you go. Again, that's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.